now entering a new forum to discuss reality, not illusion. Welcome to UFO Encounters Live with your Watchman of the Night Skies, Ronnie McMullen.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another edition of UFO Encounters Live, and I'm your host, Ronnie McMullen. The U.S. is being taken down by multinational corporations. That's the quote of my next guest. His name is Roger Tulsis. He's a Los Angeles private investigator who specializes in electronic countermeasures. In the past 40 years, he has swept over 3,500 locations for bugs and wiretaps. In recent years, his business has included helping victims of electronic harassment and mind control. Electronic harassment takes place if someone uses any electronic device to aid them in invading your person or property for the purpose of gathering information illegally, or for the purpose of causing physical harm. Mr. Tulsis uses over $200,000 of high-tech equipment to try to identify the sources of electronic harassment. So, is the U.S. being taken down by multinational corporations? Let's find out. My guest, Roger Tulsis. Roger, welcome to UFO Encounters Live. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Glad to have you on. You are a private investigator, but you specialize in electronic countermeasures. Now, what does that really mean when we talk about electronic countermeasures?
Electronic countermeasures are basically a service that we provide for people that want to make sure that their privacy is intact.
Okay.
And being that right now we're in this big brother age, it's very difficult to know if your privacy is actually intact without having specialized electronic equipment to look for bugs and wiretaps and is your computer free of spyware? Is your ISP tapped? And you know all these different hidden cameras.
Right.
Tracking units on automobiles, and you know, you got a whole litany now of ways that you can be watched and listened to. And so a service like ours, what we do is we bring in about $250,000 worth of equipment and scan locations for the equipment, you know, for spyware, spy equipment.
Okay.
And find out whether your privacy is intact or whether you've got a problem.
Now, are you hired like throughout the United States, or is it mostly a certain area, California, or?
Well, we have worked all over the country.
Okay, so people hire you to go anywhere.
Anywhere.
Okay, is it mostly corporate that seeks you, or is it who seeks you most, or is it just all walks of life?
Yeah, it's 50-50. Part of it's corporate, but the other half is individuals that just have something that they don't want other people to know about. And of course, we all have the right to by the Fourth Amendment to keep people out of our business and keep the government out of our business. But I deal with a lot of people that are movie stars and individuals that have different kind of businesses where they don't want people to know what they're doing, and it goes half and half. I mean, I could go through a long list of the people we deal with, but it's almost everything that you could think of.
Interesting. Now, what is your opinion on Snowden and this NSA leak? Are you for it or against it, or how did you feel about this?
Yeah, actually, I think Snowden has done a real service in the sense that a lot of the things that the NSA are doing are clearly, to me at any rate, constitutional violations.
Yes,
and
I agree.
This whole lack of transparency. Obama went and talked about having his administration transparent, and this whole New Deal he was going to be about being more transparent. Of course, that was a lie. I mean, I hate to call people liars, but when you're straight up lying, you got to call it for what it is.
So, exactly.
I think that the Snowden really opened a lot of people's eyes, and I'm sorry to see that this week the Supreme Court's not even going to take up some of this abuse.
Oh, no, of course not, because they've got to continue their corruption.
Well, something? Here's what really bothers me about it. I don't know whether you want to get into the details of the NSA, but you have to realize that the NSA, the people that control this power, this Big Brother surveillance power, they're not elected officials.
Right.
And consequently, You know, when the Founding Fathers set up our government to have three branches that would cross-check one another, they didn't have a surveillance branch.
Mm.
And as a consequence, now we've got a branch of government that really is not checked. So what is to prevent, as an example, this organization, the NSA, from having electronic dossiers on everybody with political power in America?
Right.
And so when some important legislation comes up, like should we cut back the power of the NSA, they just get on the horn with the people that are going to vote and say, hey, listen, you know, I've got these recordings of you and your mistress over here, we know you're on cocaine, you bought cocaine, we noticed that, we've got it on video, we have your phone conversations on there, and so, you know, we really don't want to bring these things out to the general public, so we expect your vote to go this particular way on this next vote relating to the NSA power. So now you have put in place this uncontrolled or section of government that truly can take over and nullify the three branches of government that exist now.
I mean, doesn't that kind of sound like mafia to you?
Well, it's not unlike mafia.
And no, it's not unlike mafia.
You think that the people in office would have morals that would really be any different.
Well, the reason I say that is because, you know, this is something where they're being played. And do you think this is happening right now? Because I kind of do.
So do I, and especially since I think the Supreme Court really should have taken up the issue of whether metadata is covered by the Fourth Amendment or not. And I don't know whether you want to go through an explanation about metadata.
What is metadata? What is metadata?
Well, metadata is this issue where the NSA has forced all the communications companies in the United States to hand over all the connection information relating to phone conversations and also your browsing and your computer and your email connections. So what they're doing now is they're collecting all the connection information, so all your dialed information relating to the people that you talk to on your telephone and on your cell phone, and also all your browsing information about who you browse, and also your email in terms of, you know, what incoming and outgoing email addresses.
Yeah.
So theoretically, the content's not supposed to be there. They're not really taping the phone conversation, but they're storing all this information. And, you know, here's what really bothers me specifically about that. And let's just take a second here. I'm going to read the sections of the Fourth Amendment. It says the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures.
Yeah.
So what the Founding Fathers didn't write was that there was an exception for the government to keep the address information of all the enveloped mail.
Yeah.
In other words, back then they didn't have electronic communication, but they had envelopes with mail that went back and forth and was handled by whatever level of post office existed then, which was always somewhat of a government agency. So the Founding Fathers never allowed in the Fourth Amendment that the envelope information back then could be copied and stored by the federal government.
Mm.
In other words, there was no exception from the beginning. So why now does the government think it has a right to take all this contact information, this metadata, this connection information, to be storing all this in supercomputers in Utah?
But don't you think, I mean, as bad as Barack Obama is, and I'm not on his side by any means, but don't you think Bush and Clinton and presidents before this helped set this up to be what it is today?
Of course. Of course. But you have to realize that the George Bush Senior was the one that coined the New World Order.
Yes, correct.
And of course, the New World Order is basically what they want to do is they want the multinationals to run the world.
Yep.
And they want to dissolve all sovereignty of all countries.
Yep.
And they want to dissolve all rights that would be constitutional.
Yep.
And even one of my lectures, I said, you know, when George Jr. came in, they said, George Jr., listen, there's a couple of things we need you to get done in 8 years. We want you to destroy the Constitution, we want you to weaken the military, and we want you to destroy the economy. If you can accomplish those three things, that's what we need you to do to move the New World Order forward during your administration, and mission accomplished.
Yeah, and Barack's doing even a better job.
Well, that's what's so surprising. You know, he really, he talked it up pretty good going in, you know, talking about change and transparency and all that, but he absolutely has been nothing but George Bush, too.
Predecessor to George Bush.
Well, I mean, he's just carried everything over, and in a lot of ways, it's just a continuation of the same 9/11 policies that have come up with Patriot Act and
yes, and
this other thing about this other one, the NDCC. Is it? I'm trying to remember the actual nomenclature on the on that law there, which. Takes the Sixth Amendment, throws it out the window about holding people.
Yes, you have to love that one.
NDAA.
Yes. We're going to go to a break, and we'll be right back with my guests right after these messages. We are now in 2010. Change is the buzzword. Politics are changing in the negative direction. How about positive change? Thousands of customers have experienced positive change. Yes, thousands. How? By logging on to GetTheTea.com. Thousands of people have lost weight or felt better or experienced extra energy just by drinking Life Change Tea. Now, that's why they called it Life Change Tea, because it changes your life for the positive. Life Change Tea's natural ingredients go to work on your body, cleansing harmful chemicals and toxins from your system, which makes you fat and lethargic. Do you want a life change? Log on and join the thousands. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Oh, and by the way, it tastes great. So call us right now, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea is a proud member of the Better Business Bureau. Welcome back to the show. You are listening to UFO Encounters Live. And of course, my guest is Roger Tulsis. His profession is sweeping for bugs. Roger, when you go and you have a client that pulls you in and says, okay, sweep my house, sweep my business, whatever, do you almost always find bugs, or is it half the time or a percentage of the time? Or, you know, what's the case?
Usually around 15%. It depends on what's going on with the individuals. If they're involved with litigation, the percentages are high. Or higher,
okay.
Or if they're indicted for something,
okay. So if they're a normal Joe and they just have fear and they call you and say, "Come do my house, my business, whatever," it's usually there's nothing going on.
Well, not usually, but you know, you're looking around 15-20% possibility.
15 or 20%.
Yeah, but these people do it as a preventative because the amount of time that they want to leave between inspections is very short. You know, they want to go maybe 30 days, 60 days, because if there is a problem, they want to stop it as soon as possible.
Okay. Now, when you go in and you do a house, business, whatever, how long is it clean for? I mean, can it be dirty within 30 days?
It depends. Yeah. Well, once again, if the devices have been removed.
Yes.
If somebody has slipped up and either called you on one of the lines that's associated with where you're going to go check, and there's somebody listening in the line, and they say, well, we're going to have an inspection done on a certain day, and you tip off these other individuals.
Yeah.
They can then go remove the devices from the automobiles and from the phone lines and from these other locations during the examination, and then come back and put them back on again.
That's
why if you read on our website, when you go to bugsweeps.com, our website, we say right at the bottom there, call us from a phone that's secure, you know, the friend's phone or a pay phone or
gotcha.
a burner phone. I'm assuming you must know what a burner phone is, right?
Actually, I don't, so
okay,
educate me.
Okay, a burner phone is a phone that you run down to Walmart and you buy a phone that's got a cell phone that, you know, $15-$20.
Yeah.
It's got a card, you buy a certain amount of minutes. Then
okay.
When you set it up, you don't divulge your personal information. You just set it up without, you know, you don't buy it with credit cards. You buy it with cash, and then you end up going and registering it without information as well. So that's a phone that you can just burn at some point because you're just using it to make specific calls that you want to be secure.
Do you think corporate is playing the game? In other words, do you think corporate is really running the government, or do you think the government's running corporate?
No, I think corporations are running the government.
Okay.
Absolutely. Who else is coming up with that money? And, of course, you know, the Citizens United, you know, I'm assuming you know about the Citizens United Supreme Court case where they said corporations are people.
Yeah.
All right. That's a huge thing when you gave corporations the ability to give as much political money as they want because they're in the same status as people. That was a tremendous move towards corporate control in America. Huge.
Do you think with corporate control that we're doomed?
We are already doomed. We're on the Titanic, especially from an economy standpoint. We are basically on the Titanic, and it's already hit the iceberg. You know, there's a
tear in the hull,
$1 trillion iceberg that we hit, but in reality, with the rest of the liabilities, there's about $100 trillion of debt in this country.
Yeah.
The paper money that they call money, of course, the Constitution defines money as gold and silver. So the paper that we exchange with one another, in other words, we discharge each other's debt with debt notes.
Yes.
And these debt notes are basically stock on a private bank.
Mm-hmm.
The Federal Reserve is not part of the United States government. It's a private bank.
Correct.
So you're walking around with bank stock in your pocket.
Right.
And, of course, the problem is with QEs, with their quantitative easing, they're printing up a trillion new stock certificates a year.
Right.
So I don't know really much about stock, but if a company goes and just prints as much stock as they want, eventually the stock will collapse to zero.
Yes.
And that's basically what we're faced with from an economic collapse. So that's really where we're headed. We're headed towards all the paper money collapsing. So the point being is if you're not in gold and silver, or some commodity with your assets, you're in terrible shape.
Do you think that, don't you think that, as you call it, Big Brother, Illuminati, New World Order, there's so many names, they change their name every week, but don't you think that these guys manipulate the gold and silver as well?
I don't think they can, because the gold and silver, they've got a status where they are the underlying value of everything. So this is one of the reasons that China's been buying almost all the gold that's being sold. You know, since they were able to drive the paper gold down in the commodity markets by doing what they call naked shorts, they sell gold without actually having it. This is part of the corruption that goes on in these markets.
Right.
And have driven the price of gold down. But this gold is moving to China. It was moving in India, and most of this gold is moving towards the Orient. And eventually, when the paper currencies collapse, it will become the new paper money will be backed by gold, probably by China. Therefore, by default, making China the new paper standard of the world economy.
You think that the world currency is going to change to the yen?
I think whoever holds the gold has the ability to make the new currency believable.
Because there's some gold and silver guys that are talking about the world currency changing to China, and when that happens, we're basically done like a dinner.
Yeah, that's right. Once we've lost this world reserve, and of course a lot of things have happened recently to take us away from being the world reserve, and of course that has to do with China making currency exchange agreements with Russia and India, and the European Union.
Well, many countries don't even want to use the U.S. dollar anymore. They won't even accept it. So, we're in a place right now that we're not looking too good, and yet the stock market's climbing as you and I speak.
Well, the stock market's climbing because of QE1. They basically are the QEs, quantitative easings, because they're printing so much paper that these companies can go back, since they're borrowing at zero interest. You know, when they get the banks get the money at zero interest, they can go out and buy their own stock.
Right.
And once they buy their own stock, once the stock is being on the buy side, then the price goes up. And as a consequence, what happens with that is that the stocks will go up.
Right. Well, we have the stocks going up, and we have, at least at this current time, gold and silver moving downward. Again, don't you think there's a play there by this New World Order for that to happen, for everybody to get out of gold? That's not going to be worth anything. Let's sell it.
Okay, well, no, actually, I think, you know, if you're holding gold, you're really holding something that's not going to lose value. I think the worst position that you can be in at this time is where you're holding paper assets.
Yes.
And, of course, you know, I carry around a Zimbabwe $100 trillion note. I don't know if you've ever seen any Zimbabwe currency at all, but, you know, they went through such hyperinflation that their $100 trillion, they had to make $100 trillion notes, and they were worth about $15.
Go to a break. We'll be right back with my guests after these messages.
If you would like to make contact with the host, email Ronnie at ufoshow@msn.com and make contact.
Carl Sagan once wrote that the questioning mind needs to be instilled with both skepticism and wonder, for the universe is a pretty big place, filled with undelved mysteries, sciences, and life that we've barely begun to comprehend. Every month, Intrepid Magazine brings you both the wondrous and the skeptical. Intrepid Magazine focuses on science, metaphysics, UFOs, politics, conspiracies, and unexplained phenomena, all offered up by Intrepid's cadre of writers and contributors, comprised of a host of seasoned authors, pundits, and recognized names in their fields. The universe is indeed a big place, and where other magazines leave off, Intrepid Mag is just beginning. Subscribe to Intrepid Magazine today at www.intrepidmag.com. That's www.intrepidmag.com.
Are we at one of those moments in history in which there is the necessity for a new world order?
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be.
Storm's coming.
And the hope that each of us has to build a new world order.
After 1989, President Bush kept said, and it's a phrase that I often use myself, that we needed a new world order.
Why so serious?
In my humble opinion, in the nuclear world, the true enemy is war itself.
It's all part of the plan.
Welcome to The Other Side. You are listening to UFO Encounters Live. My guest is Roger Tulsis, and of course, he is a private investigator and specializes in electronic countermeasures. Now, how did you get into this, Roger? I mean, obviously, you have, you know, this background, but is this something that you kind of fell into, sweeping for bugs, or is this something you kind of got into your mind and said, you know, I think this is what's going on, and people are corrupt, and let me help them? And so how did it fall in?
It was my attorney. I had a legal defense attorney that was an associate of mine, and he was defending some drug dealers, and he thought that the government was going to be tapping his offices because they really wanted to put these people away. So he's the one that put up the original funds for the original equipment, and that's what got me started.
Wow. So when you sweeped him, was he tapped?
Yeah, they were. They tapped his office. You know, completely unconstitutional to tap an attorney's office, but they did it anyway.
I was just going to say, because I think that's highly illegal, correct?
It's unconstitutional.
But see, do you think corporate
right to counsel?
Do you think corporate obeys Constitution?
No, I don't think so. I think that basically, since the Patriot Act, they have a license to cancel the Constitution.
Yeah, and of course, they created the Patriot Act, which turns gives them the power to cancel this Constitution,
well,
correct?
It doesn't give them the power to cancel it, but that's what they attempt to do with it. Really, the Constitution is the supreme law of the land.
Do you think that, true, but do you think people are waking up and saying, we have corruption in Washington, we have corruption in our judicial system, and they're starting to take measures to change?
I don't think so. I look around me, and most of the people that I know are barely ignorant of their own rights. They couldn't even, for the most part, name the sections of the Bill of Rights or just even give you a summary of what their rights are. Most people are snoozing. They're doing football, soap operas, and Miley Cyrus, you know?
Well, I noticed CNN came down on Snowden very, very huge, calling him, you know, traitor, treason. And yet, I thought it was interesting. He was, in my opinion, and maybe I'm wrong, but in my opinion, he was doing the nation a favor by saying, look, you guys are being peeked into. And since him, we've had whistleblowers come out and say, this is against the Constitution. This is illegal. This is wrong. And I noticed that's not on the front page anymore.
Well, you know, the media is controlled by the corporations, except for RT, the Russian television. I don't know whether you get that or not. We get that here on Dish Network, and Russian television is one of the few places that you can actually look at non-corporate influenced news. They influence it from a Russian standpoint, but the interesting part is they put some of these free-minded American citizens on that are doing stories that are relevant. But, you know, most people in America are asleep. They're sheeple.
Yes.
You know what sheeple are.
I know exactly what sheeple are.
People. They just follow the head sheep, and if the head sheep goes off the cliff, then they'll just go off.
Well, we're very controlled by mass media, and we believe everything it says, and never, ever. I mean, when you have a news corporation that says fair and balanced, why are they telling you that? I mean, the news is the news.
That's true.
Exactly. You know, it's not fair and balanced, you know. Going back to your bug sweeping, do you have, you know, is the corporate, do they know what you do, and do, I mean, if they're being swept, maybe, you know, and having you sweep somebody else, is there maybe somebody else on the other side? I mean, and I guess what I'm saying is, are both sides usually dirty?
Well, the big problem, corporations are worried about it, the Chinese now, because the Chinese basically have stolen almost all American secrets relating to all the products that we once were in control of manufacturing.
Yeah.
So they are so successful at it that they've now stolen everything, and they just go ahead and make it, and then you sue them, and they keep you tied up in litigation forever, and then by then that particular product is then obsolete.
Right.
And then they say, well, okay, you know, I guess we did copy that. Well, here's a couple $100.
Huh.
So this is basically how you dismantle America as an industrial giant, and that's what's happening. So that's one of the reasons they attempt to keep their computers from being hacked and their corporate rooms from being listened to, and a lot of the top people take it very seriously.
So the Chinese are attacking us really in a different kind of way.
Well, they basically want to steal and control the manufacturing for everything, which is pretty much where they're at.
Which they manufacture almost everything for us anyway.
That's what I'm saying.
So in other words, if the corporations aren't at the top getting the money from all of this, then we're kind of doomed.
we are doomed. We're already on the Titanic. You know, the amazing part is that the captain and everybody on the Titanic are saying, hey, the bar's open, the band's playing, go on and have a good time. Don't worry about the lifeboats over there. Those lifeboats, you never need the lifeboats because we're too big to fail.
Mm.
So don't worry about them. Just go in the bar, have some drinks. You know, everybody's going to be partying. We're going to have a great time. Don't worry about anything.
You think this is going to turn around, Roger, to where the U.S. is going to get their heads out of their rears and they're going to say, you know what, we need to do this, this, and this, and we're going to pull out of it? Do you see that coming?
I don't see any evidence of it. As a matter of fact, there's two things that got voted down. The GMO bill that was in California and
yep.
the GMO disclosure bill that was in the state of Washington.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you want to know whether your food is poisoned or not?
I agree.
Okay, so both those bills got voted down by the general public. You can't fix stupid.
Wow. Wow, that's a statement. I just don't.
People are too stupid. You know, I don't want to insult your audience. They may be some of the more bright people that are actually listening. But you really can't fix stupid. And unfortunately, there are great empires that collapse, and we're going to be.
I agree with you, Roger. But I will say that sometimes, when you're saying Monsanto got voted down, like for instance, one of the Protection Act did not. That was actually broken. So Monsanto does not have the protection they once had. But sometimes these votes are not correct. In other words, maybe the people aren't stupid. They're voting the right way, but because of the corruption, the vote goes the wrong way. And they say, okay, yeah, this is what you voted for, but really that wasn't the way it was. And I see this even on the presidency.
Yeah. Well, once again, who are you voting for? You're voting for a choice of two people that are controlled by corporations just by virtue of taking the huge amounts of finances that they have for running an office. Millions of dollars.
Yep.
And once they allowed these people to take these huge sums of money, that corrupted the whole situation. Because now they're basically indebted to the corporations that gave them the millions, and they're not going to listen to the public.
But there is, and I agree with you, but there is corporations that have come out, and you can see the corruption, that they have been put away. And there are some things that have happened that shows, hey, there's some corruption and we're trying to clean it up. Don't you think that's a start to get rid of stupid?
I haven't seen enough corruption cleanup. You know, they don't indict any of these banks that took the whole economy down.
No. Well, of course
not. You don't see any. Nobody's gone to jail relating to the 2008 bank economic collapse.
No, they just pay money fines once in a while.
And, yep, that's it. So, you know.
And I think, don't you?
It is what it is, you know.
Don't you think that's because it's connected to the government? That if you really went in and you really did your research and you really investigated, that you'd find a connection to an official, whether in Congress, whether Senate, or even farther up the ladder?
All right. Well, I didn't quite get the full idea what you were talking about.
Well, my point is when you're dealing with this corporate corruption, they're buying our government. They're buying our leadership.
Exactly.
And so if you research
that, how does your vote actually do anything? If there's no real difference between the Democrats and the Republicans, when you really look,
oh, the same shirts.
Who's being paid off?
Oh no, they're the same shirts. They are.
And of course, they make it look like they're in conflict.
Oh yeah.
But there really isn't any conflict because you can see from Bill Clinton to George Bush, we're still on this road towards the New World Order.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I think old man Bush is in charge of all of it because anytime, you know, even when you saw the tsunami, you know, here's all these presidents getting together saying, you know, donate, which, you know, you're never going to see that money anywhere, and donate, and they're all wearing the same shirts. This is not something where they're all interconnected.
Right.
Do you find that when you are hired, is the person have a lot of fear usually, or is the person pretty collected and what you would call smart?
I get both sides of the coin. I get extreme paranoid people, but then again, I also get these corporate people that are running everything, and they're just doing it out of prevention. You know, they just are considered to be kind of utility prevention.
Now, when you do this, how long does it take you to sweep somebody? If I said, come to my house and sweep, how long would it take you?
It depends on the size. It all relates to the machines we use are kind of like X-ray systems that look through the floor, the walls, the ceiling, and the furniture for any kind of hidden electronic devices.
Wow.
And so the amount of time required to do that is dependent on the amount of area that you need to cover.
Do you have, like, many guys doing it, or is it just you, or?
No, there's a few of us.
A few of you. And so they
a few of us, as far as my organization goes.
So is it, like, hours or days?
Well, yeah, a typical house, let's talk about a 2,500-square-foot house.
Yeah.
You're looking about 12 and a half hours to get through it.
12 and a half hours to get through it.
Yeah, to completely secure it, and also phone lines and computer lines.
Would that include the cars as well?
No, the cars usually take an hour and a half. Depends on the car. The simple cars take an hour and a half. The more complex cars can take longer.
And what do you call a complex car?
Mercedes-Benz level car with a ton of electronics in it.
Okay, so Mercedes-Benz, an Audi, this kind of thing.
You know, Escalades, anything that's got the high-tech stuff in it that makes it more complicated.
Okay, okay. Now, when you fell into this, you know, obviously you talked about this one guy that you started doing the work from. How did you take it from there and move forward? Or did you just say, wow, we've got this equipment and let's start doing this for a living? And did you kind of self-train yourself, or did you have to go to classes?
Yeah, no, there was no classes. I basically had an electronics degree myself, so I'd been doing electronics for probably about 15 years to begin with. And then it was a matter of just getting the absolute best equipment for this particular kind of work. And at that point, you know, you get a reputation and you do some advertising.
One of the quotes you says is the U.S. is being taken down by multinational corporations. Now, for you to say that, is that because of your bug sweeping evidence that you're watching this go down? Or is this something just in your gut?
No, it's all the evidence that we're looking at. I mean, when you look at... Eisenhower made the same observation. He talked about the corporate military complex and the constant, to keep us into constant wars is a distraction and ability to control the world's resources. So, you know, there's really, I don't know that you, first of all, you have to realize that the United States government really is a corporation.
Yes.
You know, when you start thinking about corporations, you know, you've got a municipal corporation where you live in. You know, your county is a municipal corporation. Your city's a corporation. Your state that you're in is a corporation. Everything's corporate.
We are even considered corporate.
Well, that's true. Once you have signed yourself into Social Security and signed into driver's licenses and the rest of things, you are considered in contract.
Which, again, to get out of that, the next thing you know, if you pulled over with no driver's license, they're going to take you in, or they're going to press charges, or whatever they got to do.
Well, they certainly will attempt to rely on those contracts that they've got on file.
Yes, yes. So we're kind of at a place.
Here's what you have to understand: when you go to court and you say to the judge, "I want to invoke my constitutional rights," he's going to say, "Well, wait a second. This court is a corporation." And you have a driver's license. So now we're in contract law.
So, in other words, you're connected with us.
Well, you're connected by contract.
Yeah, you signed on with us.
Right. You're a franchisee of the mother corporation.
And the mother corporation says this is what we want to do, and you have to agree.
Well, no. You're basically bound by whatever contract you signed.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
The terms and conditions of the contract are what set the standards for the court procedure.
Well, that's scary stuff.
In other words, did you default on your contract?
Exactly.
You know, you can say, I want to invoke my constitutional rights, but it really isn't the standard in which the corporation, which these corporate courts are operating. They're basically operating in contract.
Yeah, exactly.
And if you have a driver's license and a Social Security number, then you are contracted to the mother corporation.
We'll go to a break and we'll be back with my guest, Roger Tulsis, right after this.
Roller coaster,
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com. Welcome back to the last segment of UFO Encounters Live, and again, my guest is Roger Tulsis, and a statement, very, very heavy statement. The U.S. is being taken down by multinational corporations, and of course, private investigator, as well as doing bug sweeping. Do you do quite a few bug sweeps per year?
Yeah, we do a lot. I don't want to get into the numbers, though, because I really would prefer to keep that confidential.
Sure, but I mean, you stay busy.
Yeah, we stay busy, and there's a lot of other companies all over the United States that stay busy. So it's a real busy thing. But there's a big change. You have to understand the huge change that's taken place, because now that the NSA has gotten it set up so that all the phone conversations and the internet connections are now going through their data centers, you know, in the new this whole million square feet of supercomputers, and Utah is going to be the main hub.
Right.
It's very, you know, I can no longer really say to my clients that they're fully that once in other words once we've made an inspection that we're fully confident that their privacy is intact, because now the whole it's a game changer. Once they rerouted all the phone, you know, once the NSA got the corporations to route their cables through the NSA offices and computer centers, nobody has the ability to stop this listening anymore.
But isn't that, Roger, against, again, talking about this, isn't that against the Constitution, that what the NSA is doing?
Of course it's against the Constitution, but you see, once again, you can see that the Supreme Court refusing this to hear the metadata is enabling it.
So what's the way out, Roger?
Well, you have to just handle it on an individualized basis. You just have to make sure that you are doing everything that you can to maintain your own personal privacy and not release your personal information, and do everything you can to to transact your transaction as privately as possible, and also communicate in an encrypted manner to some degree.
Wow. I mean, I can't believe that we're even having to live by that code.
Well, this is why America is collapsing. You see, when we left the Organic Constitution, was what gave us the economic success that we've had for 200 plus years.
Yeah.
Okay. Once we have abandoned those principles, you are now going to see the financial destruction. America will collapse from its own greed and stupidity.
You know, I have some agreement with you, but I guess there's a piece of me that's saying I'm hoping that, you know, in my opinion, a divine intervention would change everything. What's your opinion?
I don't think it's in the hands of God. You know, God tends to let you be stupid if that's what you want to be, and learn your lessons. You know, I don't see God turning around America. You know, Bob Dylan's song, "With God on Your Side." You know.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll win the wars. Well, if you are going to squander your assets in war, which was the whole George Bush, 8-year story and carrying over here. If you're going to squander your assets in war and violence and doing genocide, then you're building up a karma. See, my view is that countries have karmas.
Yes.
And if you have bad karma, bad things happen to you.
Yes, I would agree with that.
All right, so if you go around the world and you genocide, when you get here, you genocide the Native American people and you round them up and you put them in concentration camps and you give them blankets with smallpox and you kill those people and you go to South America and kill those people, you go to Vietnam, kill those people, go to North Korea, kill those people, you go to Iraq and kill those people, what do you think's going to happen to you in the long run?
I agree, but those leaders, those puppet masters, that's their decision. That's not necessarily the decision of the people down on the bottom.
Well, why did the people on the bottom send their money to Washington to fund it?
Because they're not
thinking.
Because
they're spineless?
Yeah, because they're not thinking.
Well, I think, once again, you're funding your own subjugation. If you're sending money, your money to Washington and to other support other kinds of war and genocide, then
sometimes I think they're sending their issue. I think they're sending their money through corporations in the sense of let's wear Nike shoes, and Nike's the one that sends the money to Washington.
Well, everybody also sends money to Washington out of their paycheck, so.
Yeah, well, you're talking taxes.
Yeah, I'm talking. See, that you're funding your government.
But I believe that there's not as many bad men as there are good men. But on the same token, if everybody stopped paying their taxes, there would be. You want to talk about a problem? There'd be a huge problem.
What you'd be doing is reducing the federal government down to the size that the original founding fathers saw it to be, with very small government, with very specific small things that they had the power to do. If you look at the original founding fathers' intentions for the federal government, it was just to do a few small things, right? Have standing army, regulate the trade between the states, the economy, make treaties with other nations. It was just a very small thing. Most of the power is going to be retained in the states.
Let me ask you this: when you go and do a sweep, you have a client that brings you in. Do you know where the bugs come from, or you just know they have bugs?
Once we find the bugs, you get a chance to look at what they are.
Do you understand what I'm saying? In other words, do you know that they're coming from so and so or so and so corporation, or is there a way to find that out, or you just know that they're being tapped?
Well, once you discover something, they're being tapped, and then it depends on how well you can track back how the technology is being used.
Have you ever found a client, a corporation, or a private individual, and you maybe can't answer this, but hopefully you can, have you ever found a corporation, a private individual that has been tapped by the U.S. government?
I have.
Wow. Wow. And is it based on a tax evasion, or is it based on just, we'll say, other things?
All kinds of things.
Wow. And that's illegal?
Well, not necessarily. If the tap was court-ordered, it would not be illegal.
Okay. And there's no way to find those things out.
Well, the attorneys can make an attempt to find it out by doing a discovery motion in court.
Wow. We're living in scary times, aren't we, Roger?
Well, it's unfortunate, but we're headed for this huge collapse, and there's not a lot we can do other than attempting to pass on the original values that we were given to hopefully another generation that may be able to take things back to where they were functional and America was doing the greater good.
Well, there's an organization out there that's, against the NSA, listening to us and what have you. I've got a few actors and I think it's called Stop Watching Us. And they're trying to raise awareness. Do you think the youth of today is becoming more aware to say, we need to stop this. Things have gotten bad. People were stupid or sleeping or whatever you want to say, and we want to stop. Do you think that's happening?
No.
You don't?
No, I don't really see any evidence of anything good that's on the horizon that's going to save us.
Geez, Roger, you're giving me some unhope here.
Well, what you need to talk about is you need to do a show on what you do next, which is to get yourself a lifeboat property up in Idaho, Montana, someplace around in a farming community with other like-minded individuals to ride out the storm, because when the Titanic sinks, it's the lifeboats that are going to be sitting on the surface.
But doesn't it's not really going to be that much difference in Montana than it is in Arizona, than it is in New Mexico, don't you think?
Well, the difference is what's going to happen in the city versus what happens in the rural areas where there's food.
Right.
Okay, because if there is a economic collapse or some other major Katrina kind of event, you know, your store's empty in 8 hours and your fuel gas station's empty in 8 hours.
Right.
Okay, so the cops go home to defend their families. So it's just you and the gangsters.
Yeah.
In the city.
I'll stop on this one. Don't you think, as many years ago, there was a blackout in 3-4 states on the East Coast. Everybody thought, and I think the big guys were behind this. I call them the bad guys. I think the bad guys were a part of this, shutting down power for not just, a few cities, but states. And crazy enough, everybody pulled together and got through. Don't you think that's possible? Even with the ship, literally going under, don't you think that's possible that people actually pull together versus become, looting people
well,
and that kind of thing?
Well, how do you supply a city of the size of Los Angeles with food after the stores run out of food and run out of fuel? How do you fix that instantly?
Well, you don't. In fact, the only way to fix that instantly is to pull together. And, I don't even know if that's possible in a city like Los Angeles.
You're talking about a system that is so complex. You know, the whole way they do this stocking shelves in stores now is last minute.
Yeah.
There's really no stock being held. Once you sell something, it goes into the computer, and then the warehouse loads another one on to bring to the store from wherever the distribution center is.
Right.
But the truck's got to be rolling.
Yeah. Well, I agree with you. Looks like tough
times. Obviously, you want to be if something is not stable, it looks like the ship is sinking, you want to make sure you're in a community where there's lots of food being grown in the area and lots of other like-minded individuals that are well-armed that will join with you to protect yourself and your home and your family and your food.
Yeah.
And you want to make sure that's the kind of community you're in, because if you're in downtown Los Angeles, I don't think you got a prayer.
You're probably right. I thank you so much, Roger, for being on the show, and we'll have you back.
Okay.
Thanks. I thank my guest, Roger, for being on the show. And, of course, very interesting information. I love having these guests on. You learn so much. Almost out of time. Next week, Dr. Gary S. Day is going to be on the show. And we've heard about how harmful chemtrails are. But have we heard how much they cost? Now that's really an interesting angle. So don't miss out. And until then, be aware of your surroundings. And good night.
You've been listening to Roddy McMullen, your watchman of the night skies on UFO Encounters Live. If you'd like to visit us during the week, log on to www.ufoencounterslive.com and make contact.